And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. And we've got a big show for you today. Lee Fong is going to be with us in our third hour with the Center for American Progress. He's down in New Orleans at the ALEC conference, which is pretty amazing stuff. Right there where the corporations who write the laws that are then introduced by their wholly owned subsidiary legislators are partying hard. That should be fascinating. In our next hour, in the second hour of our program, Professor James Gillian, clinical professor of psychiatry, is going to be here talking about why some politicians are more dangerous than others. And finally, Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey. People who eat food are screwed. The giant transnational agribusiness corporation Cargill announced yesterday that it's recalling 36 million pounds of contaminated turkey that has killed one person, seriously sickened 76 others in 26 states. They're now announcing the recall, even though the outbreak started in March. It took the USDA and the CDC to track this thing back. Coincidentally, back in June, House Republicans passed legislation that guts the federal food safety budget, slashing $87 million from the Food and Drug Administration and slashing another $35 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety Inspection Program. As Republican Congressman Jack Kingston said in defending the bill, the food supply in America is very safe because the private sector polices itself. Tell that to the family of the person who died or the 76 others who were sickened, or tell it to the 50 million Americans who get sick from foodborne illness every year or the other 3,000 who die because of contaminated food. And frankly, that ain't nothing compared to countries that don't have the equivalent of the USDA. Gregory Conko is with us. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute focusing on food and pharmaceutical safety regulation. CEI.org is the website. Gregory, welcome.
Thanks for having me on the show, Tom.
How can you defend, hang on just a second. How can you defend the practice that the Republicans are engaging in now of trying to defund the USDA when if you visit, and maybe you haven't visited third world countries, but you visit these countries that don't have food safety rules, and what you find is that the food is poisonous.
I have on many occasions traveled through the developing world, and it is unfortunate how food is produced there. Out in the open with very little of food safety technology to help them. In the United States, though, I think what we need to talk about is exactly what it is that our food regulators are doing. And I think that there are some things that that make sense. And ought to be pursued, perhaps even expanded. But by and large, a lot of the things that we're doing just don't make sense. For example, the Food Safety Inspection Service, the branch of the USDA that inspects slaughterhouses, including ones like Cargill's turkey processing plant, they look at the food to see whether it's contaminated. But you can't see bacteria, you can't see viruses, and this kind of what's called poke and sniff inspection just doesn't make sense.
The USDA is also responsible for the laws that require companies like Cargill to have have machinery that does detect the bacteria. And
that's
we know, for example, in the famous case during the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, when one of the largest meat processing companies in America ended up killing, as I recall, about 100 people nationwide. They had turned off the listeria detector that was on that food line where they were making hot dogs that was required by federal regulation and that is inspected by the USDA to make sure it's working. So they don't need an inspector to detect the bacteria. They require that the machine be there. When it started going off, this company simply turned it off. It took the CDC 4 months of genetic testing to track back who was killing people with those hot dogs. And it turned out it was in this one line where they'd turned off the machine because it was giving them too many pings. These are the people, the corporations that turn off the machines that you want to trust our food safety to?
The weakness in the system is that those kinds of infractions go with a slap on the wrist. The problem is...
So you want the USDA to have more power to penalize big corporations?
I want there to be real penalties when corporations are found actually introducing or letting contamination, foodborne pathogens, get into the food supply.
Okay, so what you're arguing for then is an after-the-fact, you know, okay, after people die, then we're going to do something about it. What happened to the precautionary principle? What happened to making sure that people don't die in the first place?
The precautionary principle is an entirely different argument, but I think
that's what the detectors are.
The point here is, yes, there are programs like this. The detection is a program called Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Points. It's the meat and poultry industry, the seafood industry, have had to use these programs for about 15 years now under the new food safety legislation that was enacted in January. This is now extended to produce and other packaged food. And I think HACCP can make sense if it's implemented in the right way. And if the results of that are real penalties for companies that violate those programs.
Well, we will agree on that point. And I would say there should be real penalties against companies that, for example, turn off their detection devices.
You started this thing out when we were talking
about third world countries, about, you know, street vendors. Street vendors is a nice straw man. But the reality is that when hundreds of thousands of children in China were sickened and are probably going to spend the rest of their lives living with kidney disease that may cause them not to live past the age of 30, possibly millions of children, we don't know for sure, but certainly hundreds of thousands, because of melamine in the food supply in China, some of which made it into the United States, mostly through animal food, through pet food, that was in food processing plants. That was in big industry in China because China had no regulatory overstructure. They have since spent several billion dollars creating one, but it's nowhere close to being nationwide, which is why the food supply in China is still insecure. And increasingly, we find food coming into the United States from China, like their seafood, that's bacterially contaminated. And we've got, you know, less than 1% of the food coming into this country is being inspected.
But, Tom, it's not true that China didn't have a food safety inspection program then. In fact, the corrupt officials who were taking payoffs and letting that kind of contamination go by the board actually have not just been prosecuted in China, but executed. Now, I think execution is not the kind of penalties we necessarily want to use in the United States. For either corrupt inspectors or for corrupt corporations.
Well, I have no problem with the death penalty for corporations. Put them out of business. That's what we used to do in this country. But I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal, one of your peeps. And the article is called Food Fumble: China Can't Regulate Away Its Safety Programs. The world has discovered the past 2 years. Chinese, they talk about the Xinlu Group, which is the company that killed at least six infants, sickened at least 300,000 more. It's just the latest example. But they say, but after all this, Beijing is no closer to a lasting solution. Witness the food safety law approved by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress on Saturday. This was 4 years ago. This was in 2009 that they passed a law. They are just in the process this year of actually implementing that law, and it's going to be very spotty. It's a huge country with over a billion people. So the point is that it big companies in countries that don't have food safety regularly kill people for money. And if it's a cancer, and if it's what I want you to
say, I'm not going to stand here and defend the Chinese food safety. Yes,
but that's what these Republicans want to take us back to. They want to do away with the FDA.
Look, the problem in China is not just corporations; it is the government and
it's the profit motive. It's the profit motive corrupting the government.
The system in the United States, that's a different conversation.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. People can check out your writing, Gregory Conk, over at CEI.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.